time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Welcome to the show. We're going to kick things off this morning talking a lot of Caldwell County tennis. And first of all, Coach Torrey Hammett in the studio with us. And Torrey, you guys brought back a lot of hardware from the regional tournament last week.
We did. We had a great opportunity to go up and defend two back-to-back region titles. And, you just never know. There's a handful of good teams and a couple strong boys teams. So, we just wasn't real sure exactly how it would go. And we knew we would have to go, a couple of our teams would have to go a long way to generate enough points for us to win it. And we looked up after day one and had our doubles, number one doubles team and number one singles player in position to go to the semis and the finals. And they pulled it off and we got that one extra point, went down to the final game. So.
Seems like it always comes down to those last couple of matches.
Yeah, I mean it's just the region has typically two to three, sometimes four squads that are going to produce enough of guys' talent to generate points. So you just got to outrun their points. You hope that you get a point here or there that you didn't count on. This year we really didn't do that. It took the one doubles and one singles to win it. We had to win it. So they pulled it off.
And some exciting matches at the regional tournament too.
Yeah, we had some really tough matches. Our one doubles, who's with us today, Nick and Graydon, they it wasn't that they got a tough draw. They just got a very competitive draw in their very first match with one of the Henderson teams, and they played really well and needed to play well. It ultimately ended up being their toughest match was right there in round one, and they were the two seed in the whole doubles event. So getting by that allowed them to take a little breath, get a couple matches, and then end up in the finals with the only team that beat them this year, which was that rematch. They had split with Lyon County's doubles, so they met them in the finals. And a couple good kids, well-mannered kids, just good guys from Lyon County that had upset us one match and got a chance to get revenge on them, and they did. So it was a good match.
Well, the guys are actually with us this morning, and we'll talk to them. Graydon, how'd you guys play last week? And were you pretty happy with all the outcomes?
Well, of course we're happy with all the outcomes because they were all wins. Yeah. But I'd say we probably started off a little shaky in that first match. We knew it was going to be a little bit tougher than most first matches, and they gave us a little run for our money right there in the second set. And we pulled through, we fixed some things, and moved on to the next couple of matches.
Little extra motivation for you guys when you were the number two seeds?
We were really hoping for the one seed. Yeah. So when they put us at two seed, we're like, well, we got to show them they're wrong. Yeah. So that was a lot of motivation.
So you're going back to state. How much fun is that?
Oh, it's a blast.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year you got the team with Billy Wallace. So how unique is it to have a different teammate when you're going back to state?
Well, it starts problems off early in the year because you have to, adjust. And I'd played with Billy for 2 years, so having Nick as my partner switched things up a little bit. But in the end, it all worked out, and just got to hope for the best at state.
Nick, what was your assessment of the way you guys played up at the region?
We played fairly well. I feel like we didn't start off as good as we usually do, but we definitely ended very well.
Some of your best matches of the season up there? Maybe?
Definitely. For me personally, I got a lot better playing those matches than I did, and I improved a lot down there.
What's kind of the key to having success in doubles tennis?
I really feel like it has a lot to do with the person at the net cutting off points. And in singles, it's harder to put away points just because there's not like unless you hit a really good shot, and in doubles you can just cut off a point at the net and end it.
Thing I like about doubles, I think, is you can work some really crazy angles. You have the extra wide court to work with, and like I say, if you're at the net, you can really play with it a little bit and make some crazy shots out there. Yeah. Torrey, you want to take that one?
Well,
shoot, the doubles alleys are great.
Yes.
They're great to have, and it's nice to play doubles. I love doubles. That's probably my favorite. Others would say, you know, different for themselves, but yeah, you know, Nick's right. If you know, an aggressive doubles team is a stressful to play doubles team, and a team that's trying to get to the net, put it away. You know, you're going to have the lob over stuff every now and then, but a lot of times that sets you up for an overhead. So they did well. They learned to play a little bit together through the year, and kind of peaked at the right time. Maybe a little minor slump in there for about a week, but man, when it got time to really do well together, they did really well together. So I don't know what y'all lose, but a match, right? All year, one match mm-hmm. all year, mm-hmm. but they had some times where you know it was rocky as far as how well they were playing together, and I do believe it cost the one match. They just didn't play good, you know, and just kind of got in that little slump, but came out of it. Getting over that first match hurdle up there, they were the better team. They should have won, and they did win that first match. But that's a tough spot to be in when your qualification's on the line against a pretty formidable opponent in the first round. Not exactly what you want, but they got through that, got it done, and it was as if, you know, the weight of the world was off their shoulders. They could just play tennis, and that's kind of what they did. They kind of ran through the next matches without a whole lot of stress. You know, they were playing tough opponents, but it still wasn't stressful because they were just really playing well.
You guys ran into the number one seeds in the championship match, Jackson Crawford and Dalton Phillips from Lyon County. What kind of matchup was that for you guys, Nick? I mean, they handed you your only loss, so obviously you guys are kind of looking for a little retribution in the championship.
Well, that second time we played them on that loss, that was probably one of the worst matches that me and Greg have played this year. We just didn't have our heads in it. But I feel like they're a pretty good matchup. I mean, they're not bad at all. They got good pretty fast, and I still do believe me and Graydon are just the better team, and that's why we won.
Graydon, what do you guys hope to do now up at state?
Well, of course we want to advance as much as possible, but you know, we're waiting for the draws, seeing how good that is. Maybe this year we won't draw one of the top seeds like we have the last 2 years, so let's just do as good as we can, have fun. It's really just about the experience up there and see what we can do.
Yeah, talk about the different level of play going from the region to the state tournament.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Like I've been telling Nick, like we're going to go up there and maybe not in doubles as much, but the singles is just insane up there. I mean, you go up there and there's kids that would just wipe me out in 10 minutes. I mean, yeah. It's crazy up there.
Well, congratulations to you guys. Good luck. Appreciate you guys coming in. Ryan Hammett's here with us. He won singles and kind of made it difficult a little bit in the championship and the semifinals, but hey, you were able to pull those things through.
Yes, sir. The semifinals and finals were definitely difficult. You know, in the semifinals, I fell down 3-0 in both sets, but was able to come back and win that one. And then in the finals, losing the second set and then being down in the tiebreaker, having to come back, but it was really nice to win it.
So you're down 5-3 in the tie break, and the other guy misses one, mm-hmm. and that kind of turned the tide in that match.
Yeah, it kind of just like re-energized me, gave me more confidence whenever he hit that one into the net when it was an easy shot, and I was able to win 6-1 after that.
Now, you went in as the number one seed. Does that give you some confidence, or is there a little pressure with that number one seed?
It gives me, I guess, confidence, but there's also pressure with it because I know that everybody's trying to beat the one seed. So, but it's nice to defend it.
Well, and the two guys you beat in the semis and the championship, those were both really good players.
Oh, yes, very good. The second seed and third seed.
Now, as you go to state, of course, you had some experience up there last year. What are you kind of hoping to accomplish at state?
Just trying to take it one match at a time and just advance as much as I can and get better as doing it.
Yeah. Tori, talk a little bit about, you know, we mentioned a little bit the different level at state once you get there. I mean, I'm not sure some people understand how big a step it is to go from competing in the region to competing at state.
Yeah, well, one of our favorite conversations to have in here is that Kentucky has a non-classed sports in most of their sports, which is crazy that they do that. But so you're dumped into 64 unclassed kids, so you're 2,500 person schools all the way down to your, you know, 200 person schools. So it is different. I mean, you got towns that, you know, Lexington, Louisville, some of the bigger cities that have year-round indoor with year-round trainers and year-round clinics, and we just don't have access to that over here. So you got to travel to do that. So we put our kids in a winter tennis program, which is, you know, really just 8 sessions with some guys at the Kentucky Dam tennis courts indoor. So that helps them. I mean, we're much better for that. But a lot of schools can't do that or can't afford that or just don't want to work that hard to do that. So, man, they're really limited. So when you look at the kids are ranked in the world of high school tennis, well, all of tennis now with this UTR, Universal Tennis Rating. So what we see over here is some fours and fives in our region are considered. You might bump into a six somewhere, but so far pretty much four and fives. And, you know, you're going to dump into 64 players and, you know, 25% of them are going to be sevens to tens, and then you're going to have a few percent that are 11s. So that's a whole nother animal. I mean, those kids are, you know, when you get to 11 and 10, you're on the verge of major Power 5 tennis, and you're on the verge of maybe looking to play pro one day because your pros are 14, 15, 16s. So just to tell you how close an 11 is to Carlos Alcaraz, who's the number one player in the country, you know, there's some tough talent, and they don't class it. So, you know, you're dealing with the best of the very best in singles. So, you know, you do hope it's blind draw. So you hope for a draw that maybe doesn't put you with a player that you think you're going to go over there and beat on, but puts you with a player where you can go, you know, I can beat that kid. And, you know, Ryan and Jordan 2 years ago had a pretty decent draw and won their first match and had a chance to win their second match. And I think we've had some success. I think Bell has made it to the Sweet 16 before. Bell Engelbright made it a little further. So it's a goal over here, I believe, for me as a coach to qualify for state. Like, goal one's let's qualify for state. That's ultimately the base goal. And then let's get out of the semifinals to the finals. Let's get into the runner up of your position. And then goal three is win it. You know, win the whole thing. And we've accomplished that several years as Caldwell County Tennis. Then once that's over, okay, now let's refocus on state. And, you know, goal one's to get over there and win a match. Mm-hmm. Goal two's make the Sweet 16, and then after that, you just never really know what's going to happen. But it's a tough. I mean, there's a handful of kids over there that are just incredibly good. Year round, doesn't play multiple sports. You know, a lot of these guys are doing different things, not just tennis, but you're playing a lifelong tennis kid over there with those 10s and 11 UTRs. So it's a challenge, but it's good for them. I mean, it's good for them to see what that's like. And for those that motivates, it's made some in our region over here better because they want to catch up to that.
Now, what's the plan for next week? What's kind of the schedule for going to state?
Yeah, so we're going to jump out early Memorial Day morning, I think 7:30 Monday morning, take these kids over there and let them have a little fun. We're going to try to hit a little bit at the indoor facility, the top seed indoor facility, which is where the guys will play. Then we'll go back to the hotel, check in, may catch a little pool time, and then we go grab a supper together. Then we'll go hit at the University of Kentucky courts, which they have an excellent tennis team. So that's kind of cool, I think, to go play on their courts a little bit that night. And then we'll kick it in, try to get a little sleep as early as we can because Tuesday it starts early. And you can't play but 2 matches a day. So ideally, you know, we have some of our teams can, you know, possibly pull off 2 wins and we go to Wednesday. If not, you know, we'll be home Wednesday, Tuesday night.
Now, do you guys have any traditions or superstitions or anything like that when you go to Lexington to get ready for the state tournament? Guys, anybody?
I don't think so. I mean, Billy brought a TV the last 2 years, but I don't really think that really means much.
Yeah, don't bring the PlayStation. That's not a good idea. We do have a I guess it's just a long-standing supper tradition. We've moved around different places, but back to Coach Farmer. Just trying to get the kids over there and, you know, experience a fun meal together and make the trip. Make no mistake, I mean, we're all competitive, so we're going over there to try to win. But at the same time, we want them to have a good time and a good experience and make a memory that they can share for the rest of their life with their kids. And, you know, we all wanted to do that as kids when we were there. So now we're telling our kids our stories, and one day they'll tell their kids their stories of playing at the University of Kentucky. And in the KHSAA Unclass State Tournament because they worked hard to get there. It's not easy. I mean, I'm telling you, it's not easy. People think it's easy. It's not easy. I mean, that we just talked about, they're the better team, but, man, they could have dropped that. They could have went sideways in that second set and dropped that first round, and then, you know, here they wouldn't be sitting. And you could just tell, you know, you could tell the relief in it. They know who they're playing. They know what it's going to be like when they're playing them. So it's not an easy feat to get there. And, you know, I don't know that I don't know how much I appreciated that maybe till this year, just thinking, you know, and then, you know, our girls' softball team upsets Crittenden and Christian and gets to the region finals to be the region runner-up. Congratulations to them, because people just don't realize how hard it is in region to get there. And, you know, we've had some success in our basketball. Lions had some success in their basketball, and it's just not easy. So when you do it, you should celebrate that very much. Yeah. And we're thankful that you let us come on and do that, let these kids get this experience behind the microphone, because it's congratulations to them.
Yeah, I can throw a little gas on your classification fire there, because the biggest school in the first region, McCracken County, swept baseball and softball championships.
Uh-huh.
The biggest school in the second region, Henderson County, swept baseball and softball championships.
Yeah. Well, McCracken won their tennis boys and girls too.
Wow.
I mean, it's not fair. Non-class.
And just wait till the new Christian County school opens.
Yeah. It's gonna create a problem.
There you go.
Gonna create a problem for people.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. Good luck to you guys up at State. And we need to get Rachel and Steve in here, too, and talk to them. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Tri-Sues Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Tri-Sues in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Wow, it looks different in here. It's a good different, though. I like it.
The joint's got a new look, but that quality is still top-notch.
What about the menu? Can I still get my favorites?
Oh, check it out. Everything you love is still here, but they've added some new sandwiches. They've got more smoked meats, a smoked brisket, and a stuffed spud, too.
What's this Philly Southwest steak sandwich?
Oh, you are going to love that.
The Joint in Eddyville, Kentucky. The best barbecue in town and so much more. Catering services, too. The Joint, BBQWKY.com.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agri-Fi. When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves a Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustment, and quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $300.
Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Test drive one today at H&R Agri-Power, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We're still talking Kaawa County tennis. The tennis team's going to the regional tournament last week and coming back with a regional championship trophy for the guys and a regional runner-up trophy for the girls. And Steve Cookie-Hicko, coach, joins us now. And good showing by the girls up at the regional tournament.
It was a great showing. I mean, you know, obviously going into the season, you don't know what to expect from the girls, but I thought that Rachel and Keegan and maybe another team could have a good chance of advancing into the state tournament, and fortunately Rachel and Keegan did.
Rachel, how did you guys play up there?
I feel like we played pretty well. We went into the first day really consistent, you know, hitting shots. We were hitting teams that they get most balls back, but they may not be hitting, like, game winners every time. So you just kind of got to work on your technique and placement when you play those teams, and work on communication at that point. But we had a little bit rough time on the second day playing Hopkinsville two different times, two different teams. But we ended up coming out with a few wins and a trophy, so it was pretty nice.
Going up there, did you guys think you could compete and get to the championship match?
We definitely believed that we could. Last year, we kind of had the same mindset going in. Both this year and last year, we were seated at the second seed in the region. So we kind of almost expected to be at that point, but we knew that we had to get past that first couple rounds. And last year, we just got a bit of an unfortunate draw, ended up playing somebody that we had a close match with during the season, and we didn't come back with the win the second time we played them. And this year, we ended up getting a little more better draws for our chances, and we made it to the quarterfinals and played Hopkinsville. And then we won the first match and played Hopkinsville in the championship, and didn't have as much luck there, but we were still really proud to be there.
Well, like the guys, you guys had some matches where you had to kind of come back and win those things.
Yes, so against Hopkinsville's number two doubles team in the semifinals, we actually played the first set and we were at a 2-4 deficit, and we came back and won the set 7-5. That team is a pretty solid team. They actually beat us during the regular season in a tiebreaker, and you know, it's really just a lot of back and forth with them. I think we're pretty evenly matched, and they played really well, but me and Keegan just, I guess, won the mental side of the game more than the physical side, and ended up coming back with a 7-5 win in the first set, and we won 6-1 in the second set.
How comfortable are you guys playing with each other in doubles?
I feel like we are pretty comfortable. We've been doubles partners for 3 years now, and not to mention that we play tennis together, but we also play soccer together. So as a from a teammate standpoint, we spend a lot of time with each other, and I think it helps to, like, for the communication side of it, because we're not afraid to tell each other anything. And I feel like a lot of times we know what we're doing before the other person does it, and that's really helpful when you don't have to spend as much time communicating in the game and you already know kind of what's going to happen because of how long you've played together. And it's definitely super helpful when you're playing high-level teams like Hopkinsville or some of the teams we're going to face at state.
Now, what's the goal for the state tournament?
I really just want to be able to compete with some of these high-level tennis players. I've never been, neither has Keegan, so it's kind of just feeling it out, seeing what it's like. We'd love to get a win. Of course, everybody wants to get a win at the state tournament, but realistically, I just want to be able to go up there and play tennis really well and give some of these other teams that may be seen as some really good teams, you know, a run for their money and a run for the win.
Steve, the girls are at one place and the guys at the other first day, right?
That's correct. I think the boys are at top seed, and the girls will be playing at the Boone Center. It's going to be, like Rachel said, I mean, you know, I told them when they were playing in the region that, you know, our goal is to get to the Final Four, you know, in the region. That way you got to ensure a trip to the state tournament.
Yeah.
Well, after they achieved that one, I said, now you can play your next match, just play it loose. And they did, and they come out and played a really good, and then they ran into the Hopkinsville girls, which are pretty good. And I'm excited for them. I think they'll get to experience, especially Rachel being a senior, she'll get to experience something that she may not have. And like she said a while ago, when Tori and I sit down a few years ago to make the matches, you know, or try to put together teams, I knew Rachel and Keegan played soccer, and I thought, well, that may be a good chance to keep them playing together because they know each other. They not to know that it's inside their minds, but they talk to each other. And it's, you know, to me, watching them, you can hear them talking about it, and they kind of know what they're going to do. So pretty exciting.
Now, do you guys have any traditions or anything that you do, any superstitions right before a match or anything to get ready for it?
I can't say I have one before the match. I always say, I tell Keegan that I have a superstition that I can never serve first. So no matter if we win the toss or lose the toss, she knows she always has to serve first because I just refuse to ever serve first in a match for some reason. I don't think I have any superstitions. Do you, Coach K?
No, I think, I just leave it up to you all. You're all the ones playing. We just sit back and enjoy it.
Kind of nice to go up to Henderson, though, and have some success up there.
It is. I mean, next year, I'm sure, I don't know what Tori said, but it goes back to Hopkinsville next year. But they got so many courts, and you can get so many matches on, and you're not over there. Unfortunately, we had some school functions going on with all the nine teams that was in it and trying to find a place. And, I think we were the team that struggled the most trying to get kids to and from matches as fast as we can. But, it's nice to have that many courts, and doesn't make for a long night.
Well, it seems like it just always comes down to Caldwell or Henderson or Hoptown.
It does. I mean, I was talking to the Hopkinsville coach. They have four or five seniors, so they're going to be down next year. But we also lose probably two or three seniors that have helped our program the last three or four years. Yeah. And so, everything in sports related is everybody's losing them, and unfortunately we lose three of them, or three girls anyway, four boys.
Well, good luck to you guys up at State.
Okay, thanks a lot. Todd, let me just say briefly, without this tennis program we've got going on, we have a banner that's put up out there, and we asked for some donations from some of the businesses. And I don't have it in front of me, but if you donated to our program out there, if you get a chance, go out there and look at the screens that Dustin Cash and the superintendent and the school had bought for the tennis courts. It really looks nice out there, and of course you saw it firsthand, and a lot of the people, that's the first thing they say when they come up, oh, we love your screens. Yeah. And I said, yeah, it's evident that the courts look nice with that. But there's several sponsors that have helped us through the year. I'd like to thank personally First Southern, Jason Redfern and Brad Harrelson. They fed the kids against Lyon County, and they also did it for the military in Fort Campbell when they came. So kudos to them for doing that for the community, to helping those people, and also to Farmers Bank for their gift of donation to go this weekend or next week to the state tournament for the kids.
Not only does the windscreen look nice, but I'm sure it helps out a little bit up on that hillside, too.
I'm sure you can ask the players, during the – and unfortunately, we put them up, and we didn't have that cold. We had a couple of wins, but not like it has been in the before, I guess. And so, but, yeah, we're excited. We're excited for the kids to experience something they probably never would have,
Well, I appreciate all of you coming in today, and good luck next week up at State.
All right, appreciate it, Todd. Thank you.
That's Caldwell County Tennis, again headed to State next week up in Lexington. We're going to take a timeout, be back with more here on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Do you need a carport or RV cover? Max Steel is throwing in 5 feet for free. Pay for 20, get 25. Pay for 30, get 35. Visit Easy Portable Buildings on Skyline Drive.
Your WeatherEdge Weather Center forecast. We have an overnight low of 58. Mostly clear skies by this afternoon. Sunny with a high of 79. North-northeast winds consistently 10 miles an hour. Then on Thursday night, clear skies low around 49. And then Friday, sunny skies high of 77. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 54. But back to right now, overnight low of 58. By this afternoon, sunny and 79 degrees.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit tricios.com. That's tricios.com.
Caldwell County presents some of the highest quality farmland in the state of Kentucky. And that all starts with the farmers who take pride in their industry. This is Kelvin DeBerry with Bollinger Real Estate and Auction. It's our team's mission to build better relationships and assist the Caldwell County ag community the best we can. Bollinger Real Estate and Auction, real estate solutions with a passion for people.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full-access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Appreciate the Caldwell County tennis team for coming by. Coaches Steve Cookie-Hicko and Tori Hammett, Tigers Graydon Miller, Nick Adams, and Ryan Hammett, and the Lady Tigers Rachel McClung all headed up to the state tennis tournament next week. And we continue a busy show today with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. And, Scott, it's been a busy last couple of days, especially for you. You've kind of been on the regional track meet beat for a couple of days. And what all have you seen this week?
I've seen a lot of good performances. I've seen some school records set and a lot of personal best set. That's probably... PR is probably the term I've heard the most in the last couple of weeks. A lot of kids, that's their motivator right now, is to get their personal best time. And I think in some, it's been more of a motivator to get a personal best than it is to either win the race or, you know, be in the top one or two. And usually one follows the other, but it's been fun. This is a fun time of year. It's a busy time, as you said, but this is probably one of my favorite times of the year to cover sports because you're in the postseason, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah, we were just talking with the tennis team about going to the state tournament next week up in Lexington, and, of course, the state track meets are also next week up in Lexington, so there'll be a lot of people heading up the interstate going to Lexington.
Well, I just hope everybody booked their hotel room in advance for Lexington because I got quite a shock. Usually I don't do my hotel reservations until like this week, the week before, but something told me a couple of weeks ago to probably go ahead and see what the availability was. Apparently there's this music concert going on up there. The now I can't think of the name of it, but it's at the Red Mile Red Mile in Lexington, and it has to Sheryl Crow's going to be there, Weezer's there, but it's a big two-day event, and as a result, the hotel rooms in Lexington, the cost is just outrageous, and normally I get a good deal where I stay for the week because they know what I'm coming up for. I've got to split my time. I got to spend half my time in Lexington and then go down to Richmond and finish out the weekend in Richmond, or else I'm going to end up paying almost $300 a night for a hotel room, which is just stupid crazy. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I hope everybody got their hotel rooms in advance because it's the Railbird Festival. That's the name of it. The Railbird, it's not Bonnaroo or anything, but it's a big two-day event at the Red Mile, and, boy, they have really jacked up hotel prices as a result. So, it is a busy time, but it's a good time. And, you know, you mentioned you got state tennis and state track at UK next week, and state softball and state baseball, the first weekend of it, is also next weekend.
Well, and we thought we would have somebody maybe in the state baseball tournament from our coverage area. We had five YSE teams in the second region baseball tournament this week, but none of them were able to make it through. Henderson County sweeping softball and baseball, so... not really a Your Sports Edge team in that baseball or softball state tournament this year.
Yeah, baseball surprised me a bit, and kudos to Henderson County. They knocked off Lyon County and Christian County, the two teams that were 1-2 in the RPI.
Caldwell
RPI
was number three,
for most of the year, and Caldwell was three. Yeah. So, yeah, they in essence knocked off the top three teams to get there. So, you know, kudos to them. But, I would congratulate Henderson County on winning the softball title, but that's like congratulating me for eating a cupcake for lunch. I mean, it's, first off, hats off to Caldwell County and the great season they had. You know, 18 wins and as a district runner-up advancing to the region championship game. But you know, if you're the second region and you're a girls team, good luck, you know, because you take volleyball, basketball, soccer, and softball, and Henderson County's won 27 of the last 31 regional championships. They won 6 of the last 8 in volleyball, 10 of the last 11 in basketball, 8 of the last 9 in soccer, and 3 straight in softball. I mean, okay, congratulations, but I mean, you know, that's kind of the expected outcome. You know, it's like a private school winning the state volleyball championship. Okay, congratulations, but heck, everybody knew it was going to happen.
Well, and Henderson's pitcher is just a sophomore, so Anna Kemp is going to be, you know, out there knocking off teams in the regional tournament for a couple of years to come.
Well, and, you know, they have a good recipe for a good team. They've got a lockdown pitcher, and they can hit the ball. And that's what you have to have in softball. And, you know, they went from Kelsey Hill, who is pitching at Evansville now, and now they've gone to Anna Kemp. So, I mean, they've got that lockdown pitcher that you have to have, and not many teams in the region, you know, could boast that. But, you know, Henderson County is the first team in tournament history to win all 3 of its games by the mercy rule. They outscored their opponents 42-0 in 3 games. They're not going to Lexington happy to be there. I think they're looking to bring some hardware home.
Yeah, they really expect to be in the semifinals, if nothing else, in a couple of weeks.
Well, they got a tough matchup in the first round with Great Crossing. Great Crossing out of Scott County beat Lexington Catholic to win the 11th region last night. South Warren is going to be a tough team to beat. South Warren is a top-ranked team. But, you know, you look at the first 3 regions last night, regions 1, 2, and 3, they all decided a region softball champion last night. And in each case, the biggest school in the region knocked off an all-A school in order to win that region championship. So not a lot of drama involved with that. I would say I'd root for the small school to win the state softball championship, but I don't think there's going to be one there.
Well, Tori and I actually talked about that a little bit earlier, that if you look at the first region, McCracken County, the largest school in the region, swept baseball and softball. You look at the second region, Henderson County, the largest school in the region, swept baseball and softball. I guess that's just an anomaly. Is that right?
No, it's not. No, especially in girls' sports. You know, McCracken County, they have been dominant in softball. They've been dominant in girls' soccer. They have just gotten to be dominant in girls' basketball. That was the last girls' sport to kind of catch up to its peers. But Scotty Sibbles has done a good job and has had them champions the last few years. You know, and in volleyball, you know, they're a good team. You know, they are to the first region what Henderson County is to the second region in girls' sports. Now, in boys' sports, there's a little bit more of parity, but, you know, not as much. You know, and, of course, McCracken County, you know, they're in a region where half the schools over there are all-A schools. I mean, they're all-A. When they fill up their all-A tournament, there's 10, 11 schools out of 16 that are all-A schools. So, yeah, you're beating up on small schools. Congratulations, but that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you're drawing from the population of the largest city in your region.
Well, and in the first region,
you should.
Yeah, there's no in-between schools. Everybody's either a small school or it's a McCracken, Marshall, Graves, Paducah, Tillman. There's no
in-between. You're exactly right. Yeah, I mean, really, Callaway and Tillman are the two in-between schools, if you will, but they're kind of on the high end. You know, or low end of a big school, I guess you would say. But yeah, to me, it's just about geography. You know, when you have schools in a big city, you know, when I say big city, you know, Paducah, a large city like Paducah or Henderson or Hopkinsville, yeah, you should, because you're drawing. But at the same time, you're also on a border. So, you know, Henderson could draw kids from Indiana. Paducah can draw kids from Illinois, and they have. You know, Bowling Green, they draw a few kids from across the border. You know, Louisville does. Northern Kentucky does. You know, you look at your independent schools like, you know, Belfry in Pike County. They're on the border with West Virginia. You know, Mayfield's on the border with Tennessee. They get a kid or two that comes up from Tennessee to play from time to time. It's just, you know, that's how it is. But, you know, I mean, and we could talk an hour about classification, you know, and about classing schools. But, you know, at the end of the day, and I'm not taking anything away from Caldwell County, but at the end of the day, I'm nowhere near shocked Henderson County won the softball championship. I'm not shocked that they won girls soccer. I'm not shocked that they won basketball and, you know, won 8 of 9 in volleyball. I mean, their girls are set up to win, and they've done that.
Yeah, one of these days we want to have you and Tori come in, and we'll just talk classification for the whole hour.
Well, I mean, and we could, and, you know, I've always been a big proponent of that. I think you can overdo it. I think 6 classes is too many for football. I think 4, there was nothing wrong with 4-class football. The problem was that you had the state crying out for a public-private split, and there's just not enough private football schools in the state to pull that off. There's only one private football school west of Louisville, and that's Owensboro Catholic. No other private school west of Louisville plays football. So what are you going to do about Owensboro Catholic as far as playing a district schedule in football? You can't do that, or else they're going to drive 2 and 3 hours to every game. But, there, you know, Trinity was winning. St. X was winning. The Northern Kentucky public schools were moaning about it. The Lexington schools were moaning about it. So as a, I don't know, you know, as a olive branch or, you know, whatever, they said, well, let's just go 6 classes, and that way we'll be able to hand out more championships. But, you know, 4-class football worked fine. I think it would work. I think 3 classes and all the other sports would be fine. And I'm okay if you leave basketball alone. I know that's the bell cow in terms of making money for the KHSAA, and we talk about tradition and history. Leave basketball alone. I'm fine with that. But you got to class everything else. Softball is crying out to be classified. Volleyball, no doubt, is crying out to be classified. Soccer is another sport where the small schools don't have a chance. I mean, your goal at the start of every year, if you know you're going to have a good team and you know you're going to have probably the best team in your school's history, your goal should be to win a state championship. It shouldn't be, let's just be happy to make it to the state tournament. And for volleyball, that's how it is. I mean, you ask anybody. The goal is not to win a state title in volleyball if you're from Western Kentucky. The goal is to get the state tournament.
We're talking this morning with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. Need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
BNC Unique Boutique. Ladies of all ages will enjoy shopping for the latest fashions, clothing, jewelry, shoes, and gifts. BNC Unique Boutique, Princeton and Grand Rivers, Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We've got an overnight low of 58 degrees, mostly clear skies. By this afternoon, it's going to be sunny with a high near 79, a pleasant breeze out of the north-northeast, about 10 miles an hour. Then on Thursday night, clear skies, low around 49. Friday, the work week ends beautifully. Sunny skies, high of 77, and Friday night, mostly clear skies, low around 54. But back to right now, an overnight low of 58. By this afternoon, sunny and 79 degrees.
Hi, I'm Rachel Chandler with Farmers Bank. Did you know your money can make more money when you level up to an interest-bearing checking account? Grow your balance at Farmers Bank with our Unique Plus checking account featuring a 2.5% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. Unique Plus is a win-win local banking option. Call or visit us today and let our expert bankers show you how to get the most out of your deposits. Farmers Bank. Live unique. Bank unique. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, Bob the Bush here. You know, you planted me a couple months ago? It's hot. Even though I'm just a bush, I need cooling off just like you. I need fresh, high-quality mulch. It conserves soil moisture and makes my nether regions nice and cool. So head on down to Mr. Mulch. They have affordable, top-quality premium mulch that's all made on site. And they have a ton of different varieties. Get it? A ton? Boy, this heat is making me hysterical.
Mr. Mulch in Hopkinsville, Guthrie, and Clarksville. Online at mrmulch-ky.com.
Today's society is dependent on electricity.
The Princeton Electric Plant Board has what you demand for electricity anywhere, anytime, at the required level of quality. They work to ensure our community's power system has the resources in place for reliability today and into the future. Their work and commitment has reduced the frequency and duration of power outages with a reliability rate of 99.9%. Princeton Electric Plant Board, bringing our customers safe and reliable energy.
We are back on the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com joining us this morning. And Scott, this isn't sports, but we lost an icon this week in Tina Turner, and I just wanted to hit that because, you know, we don't have a lot of icons left in this world, it seems like, and a big loss there. And I got to be honest, you know, love the music. The first time I heard What's Love Got to Do With It, I knew that was a number one song, but my favorite Tina Turner moment forever will be at the end of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome when she says, "Well, ain't we a pair, Raggedy Man?"
Yes, I don't think she gets near as enough credit for her role in that movie. And, of course, the song, We Don't Need Another Hero, that may be my favorite Tina Turner song of all of them. I thought she was outstanding in that movie. And I'm not a big Mad Max fan. I'd never seen the original Mad Max. I watched Beyond Thunderdome before I'd seen any of the other ones, and I had to go back and watch and say, what the heck is this about? But, yeah, that's a shame. She'd been in ill health for a while. Me and Ed Marlowe were in the newsroom yesterday talking about that, and he asked if he thought that she was the queen of rock and roll, and I'm like, well, maybe, but, you know, her stardom came in the pop world, you know, really. I mean, her career began with Ike, but as far as being worldwide known is when, you know, 1984, when she put out her Grammy award-winning album and came to prominence. I still have to give Ann Wilson of Heart the queen of rock and roll moniker, maybe. That's one of those you see that notification pop up on your phone and you're like, oh, man, not Tina Turner, you know. But from Nutbush, Tennessee.
Yeah. Like I say, we just don't have enough icons left in this world. We need protection around Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton and those people because, you know, we're running out of icons.
I know. We need to put them in bubble wrap and store them away. That there's no doubt about that. And, I thought Angela Bassett's portrayal of her in the movie What's Love Got to Do With It was outstanding. She did a really good job of telling her story in that movie.
Yeah, Tina Turner was 83, and I don't think in any video clip I ever saw, I saw her give less than 110% when she was on stage.
No, and I want to say at one time, I think her legs were insured through Lloyd's of London. I mean, you know, just kind of crazy, but I mean, you know, she was, you know, she hit her big stardom in her 40s, and when she went number one with What's Love Got to Do With It, I think she was the oldest artist to ever hit number one on the Billboard chart.
Wow.
I may be mistaken, but I know she was definitely the oldest female to ever do that. So, that was just terrible news.
Yeah, I know that Private Dancer album kind of caught everybody off guard because her management had her booked in a bunch of small clubs on a tour when that album came out, and they quickly had to rearrange the entire tour because when What's Love took off with it, you know, they just had to book her back into arenas because it went to number one and she just blew up and, like you said, went on to superstardom even more so.
Yeah. You know, again, you know, the music that her and Ike, you know, that was one generation, but a whole different generation got to know her in the mid-80s and late 80s. And then HBO, of course, used Simply the Best as their campaign for their advertising campaign, and that kind of further put her on the radar.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com is joining us. And, Scott, some busy times coming up, but everybody can check everything out over at yoursportsedge.com. And we've got lots of photos and information up from the regional tournaments this past week for baseball and softball, and lots of track information and tennis information still up as well.
Right. You know, track meets take about 5.5-6 hours to complete, and, you know, there's 24 running events and field events, and by the time you throw in the, there's 24 running events, boys and girls. When you throw in the field events and the throwing events, it's 36 events. And so, you know, that's 36 events you may be shooting video from. It takes a long time to go through that. And we still have video that we're going to put up from the 2A track meet, region meet, the 3A region track meet. Still have a photo gallery to put up. But it'll be coming up in the next day or so, and then we will pivot and go to the state tournament next week, state tennis tournament at the University of Kentucky, and the state track meet at the University of Kentucky.
Busy times. I appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me.
Again, that's Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. Also appreciate the Caldwell County tennis team for coming in and being with us on the show this morning. Good luck to them at the state tournament next week. And as always, for the most complete coverage of Caldwell County high school sports, head over to YourSportsEdge.com and click on the Caldwell County team page. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. Once again, we do want to say congratulations to the Lady Tigers softball team, bringing home the second region runner-up trophy last night from over at Morton's Gap. So congratulations, Lady Tigers. That's going to wrap us up for this week's show. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for joining us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.